For years, additional certainty for salvation came with an oblong green banner from CPH with an outstretched hand on the top, followed by these now familiar words of Isaiah, "I have called you by name." A typical banner read like this, "John, I have called you by name, you are mine." Apart from whether such kitsch was a sacramental substitute, one can never know if John ever knew where he was the John whom God loved. Even the addition of a family name did not guarantee certainty, especially if you had a name like John Meyer. Family names are set in cement long before we are born and tell us something of our origins. First-time parents typically labor arduously with a multitude of name books in choosing the right name, only to find out that half the inhabitants of the nursery are sporting the same name. Children down the ladder get the leftovers. In an earlier and simpler times, children were given biblical names, names of saints or family members, in the hope that they would aspire at least to a modicum of greatness. Well-honed names do not always produce the desired results. Our synod president has two sons with the middle names of Martin Chemnitz and Johann Gerhardt. If they live up to their potential, they are destined to write books that in 400 years will have to be translated before anybody reads them. In an ever more popular road to fame and perpetual confusion is misspelling an ordinary name, of which we have examples here this morning with us. An even better conversation starter is turning a family name into a first name, especially if it is the name of an American president or a British prime minister, so that last and first names cannot be distinguished from each other. Some children are named for places. My favorite is Brooklyn. Titles are used as first names. When our seminary president was the chief academic officer, he could be addressed as dean. In a few months, such familiarity without intended disrespect will again not be inappropriate. And then there are those names that are spun out like lottery tickets into an alphabetic conglomerations of hyphens, semicolons, apostrophes, and commas that are destined to oblivion and cyber heaven. Ultimately, names matter little, because Jacob was the one whom God created, redeemed, and then called by the name Israel. Israel, fear not, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. God loved Israel so much that he made others pay for its mistakes. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you. But sooner or later, the piper had to be paid, and Israel had to pay for its own mistakes. But on to the stage steps the true Israel, who bears our sins and carries our transgressions. At least this is what the same Isaiah says. On him the Lord has laid the iniquity of us all, so that by his stripes we are healed. By crucifixion, that Jacob wrestled with God, and when he prevailed against every obstacle that God put in his way, he was raised to God's right hand. No matter how many banners we have, no matter how many banners have our ordinary and extraordinary and outlandish names imprinted on them, we are not saved one by one as Smith Barney clients, but we are saved by incorporation into Jesus, who is the true Israel, whom God identified as his son by calling him out of Egypt. For just as Israel found redemption in Moses and Joshua by their passing through the sea and the river into the inheritance of Canaan, so in Christ we pass through the sea and the rivers of baptism into an eternal inheritance. We pass through water, fire, and flame, through every adversity to enter the land. where the waters that once drowned Pharaoh's chariots and her riders have become the waters flowing from the Lamb enthroned as God. Fires of martyrdom are transformed into the eternal light in which the saints dwell in glory. God's redemptive love is an extension of his greater love by which he created us. And hence we should no longer talk as if there was ever such a thing as first article theology of creation, existing in isolation from redemption. Our creation required our redemption, and our redemption required our sanctification by God calling us to faith. But now, says the Lord, he who created Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, I have called you by name. And since God always works in Trinitarian unity and cooperation, we dare never speak of him without speaking of the Son and the Holy Spirit. The God who out of love created the world through Christ was compelled by that same love to rescue us, who, like our first parents, are transgressing the boundaries of the first commandment and making ourselves co-creators with him. And in reaching for heaven, we dissolve into the dust. You will become like gods, is best translated as, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Yes, we can obsess about our names, but God's sons and daughters are imprinted with the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hear again the words of God preserved by Isaiah. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who was called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. If this sounds like first article theology, it probably is. We stand for the Benedictus.